علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing presently on the topic of prophethood, and we are basing our discussions on the various statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are presently focusing on the first sermon, whereby there are certain statements there that beautifully explain certain aspects of prophethood and messengerhood. And presently, we were discussing about the topic or the subtopic of the continuity of the mission of the prophets, or the continuity of the prophetic mission. And in the continuity of the prophetic mission, we say there are certain elements that need to be present. At least one of them, one of these four elements, have to be there so that the prophetic mission is continuous. We talked about, you know, Nabiyun Mursal, the presence of a sent prophet, or Kitabun Munzal, or a book that is revealed, you see. So sometimes the prophet is not there, but the book is there, and the teachers of the book are there. أو حجة لازمة, or a binding proof. أو محجة قائمة, or a path which is usable, which is present, and which is there. So these are the four things that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentioned. At the moment, we are focusing on the idea of حجة لازمة. That means a binding proof.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, the third element, which is necessarily has to be present if the other elements are absent, is the presence of a firm proof, a binding proof, a proof that is convincing, and not just an empty proof. Like sometimes you see, they will say that, no, if you don't understand that, then just open your heart and believe. What do you mean by that? If that's the case, any Tom, Dick and Harry can come and tell you that, you know, just open your heart and believe and just say anything. Like, I mean, it doesn't make sense that if something that doesn't enter the intellectual reasoning is not firm proof to be able to be for the intellect to accept, and you just say, you know, you just ignore the intellect and just listen to your heart. What do you mean by that? You know, it doesn't make sense. And that is why if someone has such an ideology, then they would be easily, you know, swayed from one corner to another. And the wolves that want to tear apart humanity can easily come and, you know, misguide and tear you apart. You need firm proof to be able to speak against them. And we give the example of Nabi Isa alayhi salam and his teachings, whereby the book, unfortunately, the Injil, did not reach us. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when Nabi Isa alayhi salam comes back, he's able to show us that original Injil, the real and true gospel that was there with him. What we have now is the narration of different gospels from various narrators, you know, the four famous ones, the other that are not so famous, but they are all there. And these are various narrations of the gospel, and they don't claim even that this is the revealed book of God, but they say that this is the teachings of Jesus that they collected and during their lifetimes. But yet, amongst all of these teachings, there are certain clear and binding arguments that a person can accept, and those are the ones that retained the teachings of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. And that is why till today we can see that aspects of Christianity has been able to save humanity from corruption. Like, we do not deny the fact that there are present today, even with all of the interpolation that has happened in the Bible, still there are very good aspects of human learning and human teachings that are present that can be adhered to, that can help humanity to come out of many problems.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, these clear arguments are normally there as a guide, as lamps of guidance in the absence of the book. Now, at a time, sometimes a book can be present also, but the book is inaccessible. How? For example, the Quran. I'm not saying it is inaccessible. No, it is accessible. It is there. But there are some aspects of the deeper meanings of the Quran that are not accessible for mankind. Those would be accessible if the imams were present and they would be helping us to shed light on the deeper understandings of the Quran. Don't get me wrong. The Quran is accessible in the sense that we can understand as a normal human being. If you pick up the book, the apparent verses of the Quran are understandable and they are binding necessarily. So we shouldn't say because the imams are not present, we can't understand the apparent verses of the Quran. No, no, no. What I mean is the internal and deeper meanings of the Quran are somehow inaccessible for normal men, normal people. And it is necessary that the imams be present to shed light on that. So it is as if to say that some aspects of the book is hidden. Even in this situation, we can say that we need hujjatun lazima, firm argument to be able to access those aspects that are not accessible by our own thinking when we look at the book directly. And for that, hujjatun lazima is the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam and the teachings of certain scholars who have deeply tried to compare the different verses and the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam to show us what some aspects of the hidden meanings of the Quran could mean. And this is, you could say, is part of Hujjatul Lazima, that those arguments that are clear and that are binding and they can apply towards the people. Even though the book is present, certain aspects of the book that are hidden could be shown to us, could be brought to us through these clear binding proofs, and we can apply them in our lives and at least achieve those aspects of the prophetic mission that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had in mind for us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه